Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. O Muslims, it is an obligation upon believers to break up with the rulers who form relationships with the illegal Jewish entity. The treacherous Hasina government wants to normalize relationships with the usurper Jewish entity when it is carrying out brutal raids in Jenin refugee camp in the occupied blessed land of Palestine. On March 5, 2023, Dhaka Tribune has published an opinion piece of Joseph Rosen, the former director of Asia and Euro-Asia Affairs in the illegal Jewish entity's National Security Council, originally posted in the Jerusalem Post. The objective of such media report is clear. By using the media, Hasina government wants to lure the Muslims in Bangladesh to accept the U.S.-led normalization treaty, the Abraham Accords, with the illegal Jewish entity. The report says that Bangladesh can now play a significant role as an inter-regional economic and geostrategic player with the support from this occupying illegal entity, so-called Israel. After UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco, now they eye on Bangladesh, since they know that the slavish ruler like Sheikh Hasina is willing to cross all the limits to continue her reign. Even though this normalization deal is being brokered by colonial America now, the Jewish entity was originally a project of Hasina's colonial master, Britain, so she already established a clandestine relationship with the illegal Jewish entity by purchasing mass surveillance equipment from the occupier of the blessed land of Palestine. Previously, her government has already dropped the words, in quotations, "accept Israel" clause from the Bangladesh's passport under the pretext of maintaining international standard. They are now preparing the ground through such media reports, testing the sensitivity of the Muslims of Bangladesh before making public announcement of such a legal cooperation deal with the Jewish entity. O Muslims, Hasina government has already betrayed with the Ummah by maintaining the secret relationship with this illegal Jewish entity. Now you must resist all its further moves to build any relationship with this usurper entity. You must put off your hands of allegiance from such treacherous rulers who take the sides of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not forget that liberating Palestine from the cursed Jews is a trust upon the Ummah. It is obligation upon us to purify this blessed land from the filth of the usurper Jews, let alone normalizing relationship with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la takhunu Allah wal rasul wa takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'lamun.
O you who have believed, do not betray Allah and the Messenger or betray your trusts while you know the consequence. Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 27. And if we keep tolerating these treacherous rulers who have allied with the colonial kuffar to maintain their Jewish project, surely we will be helping them to betray the trust of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must rise to remove these puppet rulers who stand in the way of the only solution to the liberation of Palestine and the crises in all the Muslim lands, the promised Khilafa Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. Call upon the sincere officers of our military to give nusra, material support, to Hizb al-Tahrir to re-establish the Khilafa, reunite all the Muslim lands, and launch its mighty armed forces to liberate Palestine and the rest of the occupied Muslim lands. Otherwise, our inaction and silence will be the cause of great agony on the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about the consequences of obeying such despicable rulers who approves which Allah disapproves. أعاذك الله من إمارة السفهاء قال وما إمارة السفهاء قال أمراء يكونون بعدي لا يقتدون بهدي ولا يستنون بسنتي فمن صدقهم بكذبهم وأعانهم على ظلمهم فأولئك ليسوا مني ولست منهم ولا يرد علي حوضي ومن لم يصدقهم بكذبهم ولم يعنهم على ظلمهم فأولئك مني وأنا منهم وسيرد علي حوضي. May Allah protect you from Ruwaybida, ignorant, despicable leaders. He was asked, what are Ruwaybida leaders? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leaders who will come after me. They will not lead with my guidance. They will not adopt my sunnah. Whosoever believes in their lies and helps them in their wrongdoing is not of me, and I am not of him. And he will not come to me at my Hawd Kawthar. Cistern, whoever does not believe their lies and does not help them in their wrongdoing, he is of me, and I am of him. And he will come to me at my Hawd Kawthar cistern. Sahih by Ibn Hajar. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Mulai, Bangladesh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.